Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, once again, this is Genevieve, and welcome to Genevieve's Gems. How are you today? Trust your day is going well, and I'm glad to be here once again with you, sharing God's Word with you. And this is Genevieve, your transgender speaker. And we welcome everybody, anybody, it doesn't matter what gender is or your sexuality, or if you're gender variant or whatever, you know, whoever you are, you're always welcome to listen to this program. Just remember, God loves you equally the same. He created you who the way you are. Today's lesson is the conclusion of a 9-part series that I've been sharing during the Beatitudes, which is in the 5th chapter of Matthew. We go to verse 11 in the 5th chapter. It states, "When blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account." Now, you look at this verse, it could piggyback off the previous verse, which is, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of God." I could do this more on a personal level, individual level, though it could be used corporate level, in a corporate level too. One thing we know is that Jesus was persecuted for doing what was right. He healed, as you know, he healed sick. You know, he brought something new to people. They didn't have to live the way that they were living. They could have a new life. Naturally, it met opposition because many of the things the religious establishment was doing at the time, many things were downright evil. You know, remember Jesus persecuted, and as Christians, if enough of what's right, we can expect the same. I mean, look at what's happening all over the world now. You know, Christians are being murdered in many parts of the world simply for standing up what is right and standing up with their faith, for their faith. In this country, people are being persecuted also. People who are standing up for what's right. Look at all the whistleblowers. More whistleblowers are being persecuted for wanting to share with the public, which the public has a right to know what's really happening regarding anything with our military. You know, what's happening in the corporate boardroom or corporation. One thing to remember is that, you know, we're not fighting against flesh and blood. We're fighting against, you know, the powers of darkness and principalities. You know, this is where we're at, you know, and it takes, you know, takes someone who's strong, not only mentally but spiritually, to stand up for what's right. And you look in the world today, there's so much evil going on. Look at the increase in wars everywhere, and you know, and increasing prisons and racism, sexism, all the other, it's the, you know, people who want to take away others' rights or stealing money from other people under the guise of making a living or turning into profit. You know, people are standing up to this now and meeting our position, you know, and as a Christian, you're going to have that opposition. Much before, you're fighting against not only people, but also, you know, the power of darkness. And people are going to perk you. People are going to give you a hard time. People are going to say that, you know, you're all wrong. You know, you're people who, you know, come out as a transgender or gay or lesbian. You know, people say, call them all kinds of names, say that they're attractive, say that, you know, they're deviant. And the fact is that everybody is created by God. No, we're all created by God. You know, there's no two people that are alike. Everybody doesn't. You know, we're all wired differently. You know, I like to think about God as a plan for each and every one of us. Okay, to the prevailing convention, that would be what they think they should be. But that's God's business. Also, one thing about the persecution, I read scripture, you know, there are many of God's people who were persecuted. All the apostles were martyred, with the exception of John. You know, all the other apostles were martyred. And all through the centuries, there have been martyrs. People who stood up what was right, stood against what was wrong, stood up for righteousness. And it's still going on now. It's been going on for centuries. And, you know, it's going all the way from the centuries. People who stood up against prevailing, against the conventions. Look at the civil rights movement back in the 60s. You know, I think about Dr. King. You know, it took great courage to stand up against the whole system that was demoralizing and evil. Let's put it, let's just call it as it is. It was evil. It took a great courage. And I believe that one reason he could do what he did was because he trusted in God. He had God in him. You know, he trusted in God. What he did took courage. You know what Mahatma Gandhi did? He took a whole culture. You know what he did? And there have been men and women who stood for righteousness. You know, I think of Joan of Arc. You know, I think of, there's been so many I can't name. Look at Bush started in 69, Stonewall Riots. Somebody still with that because, you know, people being harassed just simply for who they are. And finally people said enough. You know, it's one thing I find about when you read, you know, if people are hollering and screaming at you because you're standing up for what's right, then you're making an impact against the darkness, against all the evil. See, a lot of things to remember about things that are evil, you know, people, there are many people who benefit from it. Look at all the corporations that pollute our system, you know, but they try to deny everything, prevent everybody from getting this evidence out. Because many people are profiting from it. You know, people got, if the public was formed and that was really happening and they took action, a lot of these things would be ending. People would be losing all their profits, as it may be. You One thing about, I mentioned one of the earlier lessons, you know, persecution for righteousness, you know. You know, if you do something, you know, someone does something wrong and is persecuted for, they shouldn't be surprised. You know, you do something, you're basically getting what you earned. But if you're doing things for righteousness and you're still persecuted, you know, and God honors that. You know, it says in verse 10, well, theirs is the kingdom of God, you know. You know, I say on an individual level, you know, people will see the kingdom of God. They'll look at you and say, people may look at you and say, this person's standing up for what's right. What's about this person? That's why Jesus was so popular. What was it about him that was appealing? You know, nothing physical. He stood for what was right. You know, he showed people that there was a different way. And in fact, of course, shows that there's another way. You know, Jesus did the same thing. He sacrificed his life. He gave his life so that we could have eternal life. Previous to that, you know, we didn't, you know, we faced the prospect of eternal damnation. But when Jesus brought another way, he showed that it defeated death. He defeated sin and death. And that we could all live with him one day. And I just like to leave that with you. That, you know, stand strong, trust in God, and do what's right, you know, and God will be with you. God will be with you. I'd like to thank you for listening once again today, and I hope you enjoyed this series on the Beatitudes, and I just look forward to hearing from any of you. It's on my facebook.com/jennyjazz.rose, and I just pray today will be a wonderful day for you. Thank you, and God bless you.